Right, it's Christmas Eve Eve. Wow.
It is Christmas Eve Eve. Do you do Welcome. Stuff on Christmas Eve Eve?
No. The only like traditions we ever had were for several years my mom and I would wrap gifts while we watched The Sound of Music. And that maybe that was Christmas Eve Eve. We would usually wrap gifts before then. Just so they sit under the tree.
So but then you'd see everything you were getting because you had to
No,
wrap
it'd be gifts for other people, for like our cousins and stuff that we'd take to the big Christmas party. And then we would always watch It's a Wonderful Life on Christmas Eve, which I think we're going to try and do again this
year. I've never seen it before.
Oh my God.
I just feel like, leave that guy alone. If he wants to die, let him die. You don't know his life, his struggles.
He didn't want to die. He wanted to have never been born.
And that's just as bad.
And then the angel showed him why that would have been bad for everybody. That's a great movie. And I think David and I are going to go to church with my brother and sister-in-law tomorrow night. They have like a Christmas mass thing that we're going to go to.
They're still doing church on Christmas? Ugh, come on.
I really want to go for the carols. Like, I want Christmas songs. Really gets me in the mood for Christmas.
I still think we need to record a Christmas album.
We should. We could do it like this summer because that's when you want to record it.
That's true. I've been thinking, I keep thinking about getting like an Airbnb for a week and just playing music and not bothering anybody and how nice that would be.
Could do that. We also could totally do a kids music album because kids music is real fun and like it sells because parents are desperate
parents
for any
want
songs.
It. And we got a bunch of stupid friends with stupid children.
My stupid friends are having stupid children.
So buy our album.
Yeah.
So we market it.
Yeah, I want to do more music stuff in 2022 now that I have a little more time and
good.
I want to do some solo stuff and some keylogger stuff.
Okay. I guess I play in another band anyway, so.
Yeah, I'm allowed to do more than one thing.
No, not everybody can do everything.
No. Driving's not the only thing. Keyloggers isn't the only thing.
You know how to drive?
What do you...
No, I don't.
Dude, I'm scared. Do you have any family Christmas traditions?
When I was younger, we used to go like Christmas Eve. We'd go out to dinner somewhere, usually Italian, which is great because I love Italian. And then we'd go over to somebody's house, usually my Aunt Joanne's, and we'd open all the gifts there as a family. And then we'd go home and go to bed. And then Christmas morning, we'd wake up and do like our immediate family gifts.
The Santa gifts.
Yeah. And typically between like my aunt's place and the next morning, one of us would go home and like put out things for the girls, for my younger sisters, or pajamas or whatever for them. So they'd be like, Santa came while we were gone. Just so they weren't like trying to stay up or something. And sometimes, you know, we'd get home and we'd open things or we'd get to open one thing the night before. But mostly we had Christmas Day, but like we didn't, that was pretty much it. They're meeting at my aunt's place this year. They're getting catering from the Italian place we'd normally go to, but I will be in Ohio with Chris doing Ohio stuff. So I don't know, ticketing Michigan drivers, hiring bad football coaches. I think that's all Ohio stuff, right?
That is Ohio stuff.
I knew.
Correct.
It.
Yeah.
But that's fine. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't go to church. You may be shocked to hear that, but I don't. And
what?
Then, hold on. Hold on here.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait.
So I don't do
just
that.
Just a minute.
We used to do Christmas Eve at my ex-girlfriend's place, like from high school. Her mom would always host it, and the last couple of years I think they'd done like a virtual one, but I haven't heard anything about it this year, so nothing going on there.
You would
tonight
go to
I'm
your
gonna
ex-girlfriend's
go...
house for Christmas.
I was friends with all of them still for years.
Wow.
I am typically friends with people I've broken up with because they are kind enough to look past all the times I was an asshole. And so if they're cool with it, I'm cool with it.
I'm not friends with any of my exes.
That's fine. Did they all have big foreheads or was it just the one? I changed my flight, so I'm coming home. I'm going back to San Francisco on Monday instead of waiting until the end of the week.
Wait. Oh, Christmas. Okay. I thought you were talking about the ski trip, and I was like, what?
No. Ski trip's still on. I'm non-COVID currently, but that's part of why I want to get home, where I'm like, plan... I can get there and eat outdoors and whatever. And
yeah.
Just feel safer. Is...
We're going to keep it on as long as none of us test positive. And while we're here, we're not going to go out to eat or anything. We're just going to chill as a little unit.
We're going
to
cook unit so much.
Boosted friends who love to cook.
Mm-hmm. We'll That's do hot pot it. One have, night.
Yeah.
Pizza.
I have friends maybe? Coming the weekend before also to ski. But we are also all boosted and we're also not going to eat anywhere. We're also not staying over at the ski lodge. We're just going to drive out there in the morning and ski and then drive back home. Mm-hmm. So
Alex and I went skiing on Monday, which I know you know, but the listeners didn't. So we went to Pine Knob, which like is not, when I was a kid and I skied there, I was like, wow, it's huge. Now I'm like, this is sad. But it was still skiing because I haven't been in 10 years. And so we practiced. And the only time I fell was when I was trying to get over to the lift because I don't use poles. And I was trying to use poles and it just made me feel all off balance. I fell over. But that was before. And then we did the tow rope once. And I will tell you, it hurt my arm so bad to try to go up that tow rope just hanging on to it. Just because I
didn't
know.
Have the little butt seat, like the little, because the tow ropes sometimes have the little.
No, this one's literally legs. Just a rope. I guess you could. Could you put it between your legs?
Put the rope between your legs if it has a knot.
I always remember doing it in like the crook of my arm. And then
I think you could put it between your legs and hold on to it, like, right? And then it's you have a little extra grip with your thighs.
Wow. At any rate, it was hard on my arms. So yeah. We only did that once just to get a feel for it. Alex did okay. We went down, you know, Pine Knob's not hard, but there's one or two that are a little steeper, and then there was some ice on them. And we didn't wipe out. I definitely almost wiped out several times, but I retained my balance. So I felt pretty good about that. And I didn't hurt the next day, which was the other thing I wanted to test, was like, am I going to feel this to the point where I don't want to do 2 days of it? But I felt okay. It was a little...
3 days of it.
Well, we're not going skiing on Friday or Monday.
I thought we were skiing Monday morning. Are we not?
No, we're driving home Monday morning. Because we got to be out of the Airbnb, okay. So I have all our stuff with us. And then... I'm turning my skis Friday, but I don't know. I guess we could. My pass is only for 2 days.
All right.
At any rate, we did it and nobody fell. My legs were a little tired. Like I could feel the muscles were like, we're working. So I'm going to do a lot of leg exercises between getting back to my apartment and flying out to Colorado. Really beef them up.
Cool. Well, that covers Christmas.
Yeah. Great. Basically done then. What are you guys doing
Hopefully
for New Year's?
Hopefully no one gets COVID. My parents are going to be here. So they're going to drive out the day after Christmas to Colorado. And they're going to go skiing with my aunt and uncle in Breckenridge. And then they're going to come here for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. So we're going to do Christmas, like our immediate family Christmas then.
Did you tell them to stay so that they could go skiing with me? Like, do they know I'm going to be there and they could ski with me? Because if they don't, we got to tell them.
You know, I don't know if they know. You can text them. Text them and let them know.
Yeah. Like, Tim and I talk, but it's mostly flirting, so we don't always talk about the stuff we're doing.
A really weird mode of communication with him.
Yeah, I don't know.
You
like,
could text my mom. You could text her right now.
Be like, hey, Mare, it's Jess. Maybe I should. No, I guess we got to do the podcast. I'm going, so tonight, I'm going to have a Christmas Eve dinner with my friend Megan Scarlett, who I don't think you've met yet, but she's my friend. Like, she's been my friend since high school, and we went to Eastern together. We were in a band together and all that. So she's here from Orlando in Michigan, and we were going to try to hang out. And then her mom was like, oh, just have Jess come over for dinner. They're having lasagna, so it should be good. You know, can't go wrong with Italian. Maybe they'll have even a little salad on the side. Dare I ask?
Lasagna.
Yeah. The thing with lasagna is I don't actually like ricotta cheese. I find it too, I don't care for the texture.
Too wet.
Maybe. It's mushy. It's not a solid cheese. Correct. But then I like cheese in a can, so, you know, that's what? Not even real cheese.
Like the spray cheese?
Like that you would put on a Ritz cracker, yeah.
We use that for dog training. The dog that's likes fine. That.
Dogs like a lot of things that people like. Steak. Freedom.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Freedom. Cuddles.
Yeah. So they're not that different than us, and it's fine. Don't worry about what I eat.
Okay.
But for real, a Ritz cracker with a pepperoni and some spray cheese on it? Oh, my God.
I just don't remember spray cheese having very much taste. I think it was just, like, salt.
You,
it was, like,
well,
salty paste.
I don't know if you know this about me, but I just fucking love salt. Have you never seen me eat just salt and pepper off of a plate?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's, yeah. There's something wrong with like your blood that you need that much salt.
No,
you
part of it,
that much salt.
Part of it is, so the hormones I take, one of them makes you crave a lot of water and one of them makes you crave salt. And I think because then you crave the salt, you need even more water. So that's why I drink so much water and like salt so much. It's like a trope among trans women to be like, I love pickles. All I need is pickles to eat because they're just salt.
Yeah.
So I do actually love pickles, but I liked them before anyway, and that was fine. And yes, I do like salty cheese in a can, french fries.
That makes sense because I think the hormones you take are the same that you get like spiking when you're pregnant.
Yeah,
and
it's
so
just estrogen.
Pregnant people like fucking need so much salt and pickles and
well,
pickles
that's
on
me
pizza.
I'm basically pregnant. I've tried it. It's not bad.
Congratulations. Pickles on pizza is not bad. It's not bad.
I also will put them like I put them on my salads sometimes.
Yeah,
they're good. I hate cucumbers.
Stefano, who I work with, it was his last day yesterday, and he's from Italy. And so, like, he gets not actually upset, but, like, funny upset at people's bad food takes. And so I was, like, yesterday, I was, like, quickly, everyone get out your bad food takes before he's off of the Slack forever. And then I was just, like, I'll start. Olive Garden isn't actually that bad. Which it is.
It isn't that bad. I don't consider it authentic Italian food, of course.
It's overpriced, and I can make better pasta at home.
Whatever.
Is the thing.
But then you'd have to clean up.
Yeah. Well, they charge like $17 for a plate of noodles now. It's really expensive.
Do they
now
really?
For no
I haven't.
Reason.
I have not been there. We had it.
It's so expensive now for no
the
reason.
The last time I had it was I made Jen get it at some point during the pandemic when we were still living together. She had never
you
tried
made
it.
Us get it.
No,
you
wanted to get
here
it
with
too.
Us in
you
July.
Wanted that too when we got
yeah,
the.
Yeah, and then I tasted it and
parm.
I was like, "This is bad."
Oh no,
why
I liked
I
it.
Why do
I
like
their
this?
Chicken parm?
Sorry. I'd rather get Applebee's if I'm going for a chain restaurant.
Ugh.
But anyway, so I was like, Olive Garden isn't that bad. Powdered Parmesan is better than fresh Parmesan. Deep dish pizza is real pizza, and all other pizzas are really thin pizza. And he was like, why must we part on such a sour note? And somebody was like, why drink good wine when you can have Miller Lite?
Yeah. What's the difference? You're going to get drunk
whatever
either way.
Gets you drunk. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that was fun. Should we do some posts?
I guess, yeah, because I do got to get out of here in about 45 minutes of real time. So.
Yeah, me too. I got to go to a virtual Christmas happy hour.
Mm. What one do you want to start with?
The old duo people. I don't know. You pick one to start with and I'll read it. We'll mix it up.
The one with the daughter's ex-husband.
All right, just a sec. Let's get that queued up here. I can't keep them, like, preloaded in Chrome because I record this on my little MacBook Air.
And it will die.
If I have tabs open while I'm recording, the laptop is just like...
See, I use my iPad, which I keep, especially while I'm traveling, I keep it in front of my computer as a third monitor.
Yeah, I'm going to start using my iMac for it. So I got a bigger desk so that I can put my iMac on my big desk. And I'm going to alternate the iMac like between the music table downstairs and my desk up here. Okay, so you want the one with the daughter's ex-husband. Click the wrong one. All right, I only read the title for this one, and I thought it sounded really interesting. So, am I the asshole for inviting my daughter's ex-husband to our Christmas dinner? Probably. My daughter was married to her high school sweetheart, Jason. He was a very kind, sweet boy, and we thought they were perfect for each other until she decided to cheat. Oh, okay. That adds a layer. They are now divorced, and she is dating the girl who wrecked their marriage.
I feel like there may be some other stuff going on there.
There's some other things. Yeah. Your daughter's gay. I don't have a problem with my daughter dating a woman, but I do have a problem with my daughter cheating on her husband and dating a woman who is willing to be with a married woman. That's fair. It's despicable behavior. Yeah, it's not great. She justifies it by saying he was controlling, and my elder daughter took her side by telling me that Jason had shown up drunk after finding out that my younger daughter cheated on him. She told me that he wanted to speak to my younger daughter, but my older daughter's husband didn't let him into their house. Okay. I'm thinking, so it sounds like after she cheated, she went and stayed with her sister, and then he showed up to the sister's house drunk, wanting to, okay. All right. I don't find this to be credible enough evidence to, and then the sentence just ends. Maybe it's supposed to say though. I am close to Jason and still stay in touch with him. He told me that he couldn't go home for Christmas this year and he was going to be alone. I could see that he was sad and miserable. I invited him to our Christmas dinner. Both of my daughters are upset with me. The elder one thinks I shouldn't take his side in the divorce, while the younger one decided she didn't want to spend Christmas with us. My elder daughter also canceled. I think I am doing the right thing, and my wife agrees with me, but I can't shake the feeling I'm making the mistake, and I don't want to spend Christmas without either of my daughters. Yeah, there's a lot of layers to this. I don't actually know how I feel.
I think at the end of the day, like, whatever decisions your child has made, like, they don't want to see their ex-husband at this dinner. Like,
yeah.
It's supposed to be for your family, right? If your concern is family, then don't invite him. And I'm like,
you can't have your cake and eat it too. Yeah.
If
you still want to see your daughters, then you can't have him there. If, like, you are really that angry that your daughter cheated on her husband and you want to, like, prove a point and you really, like, love your ex-son-in-law, then, yeah, you can prioritize him. But it sounds like you still want to see your daughters and you want to have him over, which you can't do both.
Maybe he's in love with the son-in-law.
I'm reticent to say no assholes here because I think this is a complicated situation.
Yeah, I mean, cheating's never good regardless.
Right.
But I don't feel like we're hearing the whole story about the husband. Because, like, the younger daughter is on her side. So I feel like...
No, the older daughter is the sister. The younger daughter was married to Jason.
Yeah, okay, whatever. The one who wasn't married took the side of the one who was married. And I gotta wonder, like... Is there more story there that we don't know about that she was like, oh, I'm on your side with this. And, you know, the husband wouldn't let him talk to her or whatever. So I don't know. On the evidence in the post, I would say, yeah, you would be the asshole or you are the asshole for doing that because that just feels like a lot of drama. Why are you doing that for any rate? Like, it's not your responsibility to make sure this guy has somewhere to go for Christmas. It sounds like he could go home. He's just not.
I think they feel guilty because they're like, my kid cheated on you and now you're alone. Like, that is a fair feeling, right? Like, they might feel like this is my fault somehow for raising a cheater.
Yeah, but if it then comes back to your kids. But he is a grown man. Or, yeah.
Yeah, you can't have both of them at Christmas dinner. So if you're that mad that your daughter cheated on him and you're like, look, I'm going to spend Christmas with him because he was my son-in-law and you fucked him over. So I'm going to do Christmas with him and you and your sister can have Christmas together And then next year we'll figure out a better arrangement. Whatever. I don't know. Sounds complicated. I'm still no assholes here, but that's me.
You like when people cheat on each other. You always say that.
Yeah, that's me. No. Everyone's saying you're the asshole.
I like this one. I don't believe Jason is controlling, but he manipulated me into inviting him to Christmas dinner and driving a wedge between me and my daughter.
Ha ha ha. That's true. I didn't think about it that way. But there's people like, the fact that your daughter's cheating makes you upset, makes you the asshole. And I'm like, what? No. You're allowed to be upset that your kid cheated on their spouse and ended their marriage. But we don't know the whole story of their marriage.
You shouldn't then invite the ex. Yeah. Like that can only end poorly no matter what. It's not like he shows up and sees the daughter and her girlfriend and is like, this is fine. I'm happy with this. I'm just glad to be here.
Yeah, he's not going to have a good time then either. So, yeah. I guess I'd say you're the asshole, or you would be the asshole.
Yeah, I just feel like it's a matter of understanding where the situation goes from there. Like, on the surface, it's like, oh, it'd be so nice to have him here so he's not alone. But, like, what happens when he's there? What do you think is the outcome of that?
Yeah, why don't you, like, get him a nice gift? Or you could offer to, like, yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Sign him up for Tinder.
Or offer to, like, have him over for breakfast Christmas morning,
mm-hmm.
right? And then he leaves before your daughter gets there.
You can get the two of you like matching that. Robes and just hang out. Just a couple of guys doing guy stuff on Christmas morning.
Yeah, I think that's the compromise, is, like, you tell your daughter, well, I don't want him to be alone all day on Christmas, so I'm going to have breakfast with him, and then we'll have you over for the rest of the day, and you two won't overlap, mm-hmm. and it'll be fine.
Makes sense to me.
Sounds complicated.
Well, you're right. You know what's not complicating? Setting up a website with Squarespace. I'm trying. We're trying to get sponsors.
Yeah. We just start doing free ads.
Yeah. What if we're the, like, attack ads against their competitors? Like, we'll go after
them. That was a really
good
segue, though. Sometimes people's segues are bad. That was real good. You know what? That does sound complicated. You know what's not complicated? Choosing a sugar-free wine that ships directly to your house with Bev. No hangover.
We should do that.
Yeah.
It'd be like, and for murder podcasts, I always think how they're like, and then, you know, he hung his wife because he could never get over her. But, you know, talking about hangovers, let's talk about a wine that doesn't give you a hangover.
I love the like Crime Junkie podcast. They will put this little, they'll like fade out and be like, we'll talk about the gruesome details of the murder that you will never, ever forget. When we come back. And then this cheery music will come in and it'll be like, when I'm thinking of dyeing my hair at home, I use Madison Reed. And it's like, what are we doing?
You have to dye your hair after a murder so that while you're on the run, it's harder to find you.
On the run after committing a gruesome crime, I use Madison Reed to dye my hair in the gas station bathroom.
Specifically, you can't do it in a rest stop. It doesn't work there.
It was really funny. I FaceTimed my mom the other night and I was like, what are you doing? And she's like, I'm watching a Hallmark Christmas movie. And I was like, is it about a woman from the big city who's too busy for love and she goes home for Christmas and a guy from her high school still lives in their hometown and he works on a Christmas tree farm?
And maybe he's recently divorced or his wife died.
Yeah, he's recently divorced and he has a 7-year-old son. My mom was like, that would be a good one. And I was like, that's all of them.
Is she wearing red and he's wearing green? Wait, did she start in a business suit? But then when she got there, she had to put on a sweater and jeans? Yeah.
Yeah, and she's wearing glasses.
She have a scarf? I bet she didn't wear that scarf in the city. I tell you what, that's a country scarf.
What's it called? The like checker pattern.
Checkered pattern.
I don't know. Gingham.
And then like, what else? Like, he works on the farm, but you find out he's super rich. Like, at first, he seems really poor and dirty, but then it turns out...
He inherited, like, Apple.
Yeah.
His dad is Steve Jobs.
And he's like, he just works on this Christmas tree farm for fun. I just love Christmas all year.
You know what would be funny is an AI Hallmark movie plot generator. It
must be out there.
That must exist. Let's see. AI Hallmark movie. Here we go. Oh, there's a, let's see, a bot that was fed 1,000 hours of Hallmark movies. Whenever they say that, it just means we trained like a Markov chain on a ton of scripts. Because a Markov chain
That's machine learning. The machine learned what makes these movies work.
Put this. I love that the language is always like, I forced my bot to watch 1,000 hours. I'm like, no, you didn't.
Yeah, the webcam was on and it didn't have the privacy thing down. It was just on.
All right. All right. Here we go. I'm going to read this script. It's got to load the tweet. It's an AI bot that was fed 1,000 hours of Hallmark Christmas movies. It's loading. Just a sec. My laptop is doing its very best. Speaking of Steve Jobs.
You should start saying like...
your MacBook Air.
I force these spreadsheets to talk to each other and now I'm doing data science.
What's really funny is when people make their Siris talk to each other.
Oh, I do like that.
I get that. Yeah.
It's all like, right. That's okay. So it's called... How can I help you?
All right. It's called The Christmas on Christmas. Okay. Scene. Small town snow globe refillery. We see a single mother refilling snow globes with Christmas juice. She is widow. Her husband died in every war. Single mother says, I refill globes better than Jesus Claus, yet still my twins are dad-free. Why? They need double dad.
Triples is best.
Businessman enters the shop. He wears clothes that cost money. His hands are briefcases. He is Hallmark hot. Single mother, hi. Do your snow globes lack wet? Hurry. Christmas attacks soon. This can't be real.
Do your snow globes lack wet?
Businessman has flashback to when he was a business boy. A Christmas tree explodes his family on purpose. He now hates trees and Christmas. He exits the flashback. Businessman, shut your sound. I am from huge city. I bought your land and am turning it into an oil resort.
Where oil goes to relax.
Single mother, rude behavior. This is a family business. I sell families. I am widow. My husband is now bones.
I want to turn this into a song.
Single mother points to her husband's bones. In the corner of the room. They are gift wrapped in eggnog.
Becca's crying on the screen right now.
Businessman. All of my wives are bones. That is America. But I must make money for my twins to live. They are a prince. Single mother. I too own twins. Please, don't have bought my land. Christmas is today. Businessman. Laugh. I bought Christmas, and now it is never, unless we go on dates. Single mother, I cannot date because of a snow curse. I pray Santa helps me. Santa cannot help. She did not know, but Santa was her husband. Santa is bones. Bones help nobody. Finn, that's it.
No, that was beautiful. I hope someone produces that.
Oh,
who
my
do
God.
You have as the widow? Like, who would be the actress there?
Judy Dench.
Oh, that's perfect. Going against type. Yeah. I got it. Okay, and then the guy...
Timothy Chalamet.
Oh, I like it. I could see that.
Yeah. Controversial age gap. Mm-hmm. We're making it work.
I just appreciate the full nudity in the sex scenes. All right, we're going to take our break, and then we'll come back and do some posts. Thank you.
just want to find more AI-generated Christmas movie scripts.
I wonder if there are AI-generated Am I the Asshole posts. That's what you should do, is you should build a Markov chain to do that.
There's gotta be. Here we go. There's another one. Here's what happens when a neural network creates Christmas movies. It's called the Fist of Christmas.
Oh, okay. Now I'm interested.
Yeah. Nice. All right. Yes, I accept that there are cookies.
Ugh.
Where's the script? Oh, it just generates titles. Oh, here. Somebody made a bot that generates... Oh, it's a Twitter. It generates titles and synopses of Hallmark Christmas movies. They all sound real. This one is called The Cheesy Kisses. An unfriendly bartender questions faith, moves to failing hotel, crashes into dejected ad executive who loathes her before they are asked to reunite two long-lost lovers at a Target.
Target seems seasonally appropriate.
Christmas magic. Quirky coach has quarter-life crisis, moves to the big city, crashes into Hallmark hot neonatal nurse who criticizes him until they overcome the iPhone-Android divide.
Okay, that's real, though. I will not date somebody with green texts.
Yeah, no.
It's the only way in which I'm classist, probably.
Christmas reindeer. Sassy therapist gives up a lucrative career. Hits rock bottom. Gets tour of town from a downtrodden wedding planner who ghosts him until they count how many ex-wives he has.
There's some exec at Hallmark looking at these going, hold on.
I think one of their followers works for Hallmark.
And yeah, just keeping an eye on it. Gem.
Yeah, just, you know.
Just in case. You never know.
Just in case. 12 days of moment. Ragtag reindeer gives up his old life, moves to Perfect Smile, Iowa, goes on hayride with calculating preacher, who brushes off her when they figure out where granddad left the remote.
I do one more and then I'll read the next post.
All right, let's see. I gotta make it a good one. Unforgettable magic. Clumsy doctor loses mind, tries kombucha, poses as a couple with a self-important vlogger who touches her arm until they realize the small town has no decent schools, cell coverage, or high-speed internet.
These are great. Yep. I love them. All right, I'm going to read a post.
All right.
Someone is, am I the asshole for refusing to go home for Christmas so that my husband can't sell our cottage? When we got engaged, my husband bought my late grandmother's former cottage as an engagement gift to me, as the cottage meant a lot to me and I was devastated when our family lost it. Over the years, I've spent a lot of time at the cottage and it's become my safe haven for when things have been bad. My husband doesn't like the cottage, and I don't think he ever expected me to spend so much time there. I found out, by overhearing a phone call of his, that he was planning to secretly sell the cottage without telling me. When I asked him, he admitted it and wouldn't reconsider no matter how much I begged him not to sell it. Since our last argument over it, I've stayed at the cottage so that he can't sell it. My husband is mad, especially since I'm refusing to come home for Christmas, unless he transfers the cottage to me so that he can't sell it, and is now threatening to knock the cottage down next year. Am I the asshole? You need a divorce.
This is a divorce. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. What are you trying to do here?
I know we at the Unholy Pod toss around divorce pretty casually, pretty often, but this is divorce. He's trying to sell your most prized and sacred place in the world that you love so much without telling you. There's no coming back from that.
Yeah, I don't understand how you make that work. I'm looking at the comments, and a lot of the poster's comments are downvoted, because I'm inclined to say it's not, like, that they're not the asshole, but some of these things they're saying apparently are concerning, so I'm looking through them.
Okay.
Let's see. This one, someone asked Info, how much time are you spending at the cottage? And are you spending time there alone or do you invite him along? And she says, I've spent a lot of time there recently. For the past 2 years, I would say I've spent almost half of the time there, but I've had two very awful years, and normally it's significantly less time. Alone, I invite him sometimes, but he always says no. Then someone says, everyone sucks here. Do you even want to be married? I can't imagine being married and spend 6 months out of the year away from my partner by choice.
So maybe there is a reason why he's like, I just need to get rid of this because she like doesn't speak to me. She just by choice spends half of her time somewhere else. But the solution is not to bulldoze it down. Clearly the solution is to break up.
Give her the cottage and go get a different wife.
Yeah.
It says he can work from the cottage, so he could still come. They make financial decisions together, but it says he makes the decisions mostly, but he normally tells me or asks me my opinion before he does anything. Someone else says, I don't condone his methods, but do you think he feels lonely and wants you to come home more? You need to communicate instead of whatever you're doing now. And she says, I don't think so. I usually go when he's working a lot, so he doesn't have time for me anyway. And I've asked him before if he wants me to stay, and he always tells me to go.
Yeah, they just hate each other.
Yeah.
Get a divorce.
She says, I don't go there to get away from my husband. I would be happy if he would go with me. Being there makes bad situations feel more manageable for me. It's hard to put into words without being there.
What are these bad situations?
That's what I'm trying to find.
What is the badness that's happened in the last 2 years that you're like, I have to go be a recluse at this cottage? Is there anything in like there are other posts?
She says, no other posts. I would rather he sold the cottage than file for a divorce.
What? You hate each other.
She said in the last 2 years, she has two miscarriages and her only parent died. I needed time to process the grief and being at the cottage helped.
Hmm. Okay. Well, he clearly
she didn't ask him to
like
buy the
you.
Cottage. He doesn't. She says he doesn't want a divorce either.
Okay.
So then, okay, don't get divorced, but like go to couples therapy or something, because there's something going on here that
something
I don't feel like the cottage
here.
Is the real issue.
Yeah, why? So like a miscarriage is kind of something you would process together.
Maybe. I mean, people are going to grieve how they're going to grieve.
Sure, but like why is he not ever wanting to come with you? Why does he hate this cottage?
He has a secret family at a different cottage that he likes more.
Oh my god.
That's the only thing I can think of. Yeah. Gotta have two.
That's our new Hallmark movie. We gotta write it right
now. Two cottages.
Secret cottage.
Secret cottage. Secret or family. Yeah, I don't know.
Everyone sucks here.
That's my impression. Yeah, I don't think she's an asshole, but there's like, I feel like a communication issue here.
Real breakdown of communication.
We should have them on the pod. We can fix them.
Oh my gosh. Okay, if neither of you want a divorce, you gotta figure something else out other than like, I just don't see him half of my life. Like,
yeah, that's okay.
That
I'll live at
normal.
My cottage and he can do whatever he does. I don't know, work or something. And then I'll just never leave here. I don't need groceries.
I'll wither away till I die.
And then I'll haunt this place so it never sells. It'll be like that crazy old lady died there.
That crazy old 32-year-old woman.
Is she 32? Doesn't say how old she is.
If she's of childbearing age, so.
I don't know if you know this, but I'm 37 now.
Oh my god.
I'm old, and I'm almost dying.
You're in your late 30s.
We call these the exit years. No,
this
so I... My first ex-fiance, Caitlin, her grandma, we used to go hang out with her because she was super chill, but she was kept saying, oh, I'm getting into my exit years now, I won't be around for longer. And we're like, okay, that's a fun way to put that. Thank you for that. But now I say it all the time.
Apparently David's grandpa only recently started going to church because, as he put it, the final exam is coming up.
Jesus. I guess that's how it works, right? Is you could kill 3,000 people, but when you die, if you're like, hey, my bad, then they're like, okay, that's fine.
That's how Catholicism sees it, is like, you could do, like, do whatever you want, and then as long as you go to confession and confess your sins, they have to forgive you and be like, okay. And then, like, when priests will do the final rites or whatever, like, they'll go to a dying person's bed and they'll do this final rites or whatever, and it's, like, the same shit of, like, we forgive you of all of your sins.
Yeah. You didn't know. Wait a minute. You didn't know you were doing a genocide. How could you?
Yeah, like, what the hell?
It's not for me. All right, you read our last post here.
Oh, my gosh.
I ask so much of you.
Am I the asshole for not packing my husband's bags so he could go spend Christmas with his family without me? There's a lot going on here. I, 30, female, have been with my husband, Ted, 34, male, for 4 years. We got married 2 years ago. His family and I haven't really gotten along too well. They are rich and all about image. I only see them on occasions, but that... when the drama is at its highest rate. Last Christmas, Ted and I traveled to spend Christmas with them, and it was awkward for some reason. Okay, first of all, why were you traveling for Christmas last year? After we went back to the hotel, his mom sent me a list of all of the things I've done wrong at her house, like bringing the wrong types of desserts and wearing inappropriate clothes. I wore a blouse and a leather jacket, and not standing up when other guests arrived. This year, my mother-in-law only sent an invitation to Ted to spend Christmas with
his family. I'm going to start sending you lists of things you do wrong when we're hanging out.
Here's all the ways you've wronged me. When I'm on my way home, just be like, okay, here's what you did wrong tonight.
Yeah. Glad we could talk through this, but I would not want you to respond in any way.
He told me his mom didn't invite me because of my last year's negative points and would rather just have him there this year. Wow. I was flabbergasted. Great word. I asked if he was actually considering going after his mom excluded me, and he shrugged and said yes, because he never spent Christmas away from his family in his entire life and isn't about to break the cycle now. Your wife is your family. Like, what the fuck? Okay.
Maybe, what if this is the same couple?
Yeah. He's going to go have Christmas with his mom and she's going to go to her secret cottage. All right. He suggested I go out and invite my friend Regina over or just plan my own celebration and said, but nothing too crazy, capiche?
And that's a quote. So he actually said capiche.
He said capiche. Yeah.
This is Italian, I was upset, but hey,
if they don't want me, then I shouldn't force it. And I tried not to feel hurt and offended. Yeah, if this were me, I would be filing for divorce. Because the energy of like, well, I've never spent Christmas away from my family. I am your family. Your wife is your family. You're married. That's your family.
She sounds
That's
like a jerk, your
first,
though.
Your first priority. He's just like, whatever, I'll leave you alone on Christmas. Just hang out with one of your friends, your loser friends, who's also
they don't have yeah
going
they're
on.
Gonna be alone anyway. Don't go crazy though.
Capiche. Yeah, wow. Yeah, capiche. I would just start smoking the minute I woke up Christmas morning and just not stop until the end of the day. Just
smoke.
That would be the day.
Cigarettes or marijuana?
Yeah, no. The devil's lettuce and kale. Just Christmas movies, and that would be the day, and that day
Didn't
would
we
fly
say
by.
Kale is the devil's lettuce, wasn't that the title of a different episode?
Oh, I don't know. We got in a I'll talk about this after we read the post, a heated debate in one of our team meetings about whether or not kale is a myth.
It's real. I don't eat it.
I don't believe that people actually think it's good. I think it's there's a myth
Chris
of kale
likes it.
And there's
Chris
apparently
likes dino kale.
There's apparently like a documentary or something about how big kale was like the biggest joke of a marketing campaign, because kale used to like
be garnish,
come on a plate.
You wouldn't eat it.
Yeah, it was a garnish. You did not eat it because it tastes like a fart, and it would like be underneath the salad bar at pizza restaurants.
Yeah,
right.
I
it was like
that.
This decor. And then all of a sudden, everybody was eating it. Like, that's, it's not for eating. Anyway.
Okay, finish the post. I'm going to try not to
interrupt. All right, all right. Nothing too crazy, capiche? I was upset, but hey, if they don't want me, I shouldn't force it, and I try not to feel hurt and offended. Yesterday, Ted came home asking if his bags were ready. Since it was time to go. He said, I don't know. And he was stunned. He freaked out saying, I knew he was going to travel to his hometown and I should have packed his bags like I always do. What? I admit that packing his bags is what I do, but only when we're traveling together. I would never want anyone else to pack my bag. Like,
I wouldn't either.
I guess dudes are simpler. Like, it's like shirts, pants, shaving cream, whatever. But I pack so many things. All right. I figured because he was traveling on his own, then he should pack for himself. He lost it, saying I caused him to be late and ruined all of the flight, hotel, other reservations, arrangements he had just because I was being bitter because I wasn't invited to Christmas. Yeah. We had a heated argument. And he said, look, you're really overreacting right now because it's not like I'm going away on a vacation to another country to spend time with strippers and whatnot. That's the bar. He's like, I'm not spending Christmas with hookers, so I can do whatever I want. He said, I'm pretty certain you wouldn't be as half pissed and agitated as you are right now. I'm just going to spend time with my family. And quite frankly, I don't know what it is with you anymore. Yeah, this marriage is done. Then proceeded to call me petty and say I got him in trouble and punished him by not packing his bags for him, knowing he was going to travel. He packed his own bag in a rush and ended up forgetting most of the gifts he got for his family. Yes!
Good.
He's now not speaking to me. Am I the asshole? No.
No, I don't honey, think so. No. Why would you assume that you need to pack his bags for him to go on a trip without you? That seems stupid. I hate his family. The whole, like, here's a list of the things you did wrong. You didn't look, you just looked out of place. I don't know how to tell you this, but you don't fit in here.
What a bitch of a mother-in-law. Okay, edit. I found out that it's not just my mother-in-law, but my father-in-law and Ted's brothers figured it would be best that I don't attend their Christmas and instead go to my family claiming that they were giving me the options to decide. And also they claim they don't want to force me to be with them since we have some tension between us. Well, you could just be less of fucking assholes and then there wouldn't be tension.
Host Christmas at your house and be like when they show up, like, no, you're not dressed right. You need to leave.
Ted said this is all temporary until his family and I get used to and adapt with
each other. You've been married for 2 years.
Yeah, plenty of time.
And I gotta assume you met each other in the 2 years before that. That reminds me of, I know you've told the story before, but the mom that was like, let me buy you something nice to wear.
Yes, yes. I had a boyfriend in college whose mom would give me fancy clothes and, like, money and things with the, like, kind of the undertone of, like, you need this.
I can tell you really need this.
She, like, would buy me outfits to wear on dates with her son.
Mm-hmm. And then she'd wear the same one. Like, you'd get home and she'd be there in the same thing.
Yeah, and, like, when we would go to his parents lived like 20 minutes away from where we went to college. And when we would go to their house for dinner or whatever and watch TV after dinner, his mom would like sit next to him and put her head on his shoulder and stuff. It was so bizarre.
I don't like it.
And they would always hug for like a little too long.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we would be leaving.
Did she like grab his ass during the hug? Like a friendly.
God, I don't know.
It's like the family from SNL who all kissed each other, but like really kissed each other and were spitting in each other's mouths and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the vibe.
Yeah. That was the vibe. And I could have totally seen some shit like this happening. Like it just evolving to the point where he's you like, should have stayed I need with to spend them. Christmas with my family.
I've never been away from them.
I'd be like, your family. I am your family. We are.
Mother gives me a Christmas family. Handy, and I'm not missing that for you.
Under the mistletoe.
Yeah. Mom's like, oh no, we're under the mistletoe. Ha ha ha. And then she's like,
ha ha. I guess we have to make all
out. All tongues. Yeah. Way too much tongue.
You know what mistletoe means? Incest.
Yeah. That's the code. That's why people hang it at home. And then mom's just hovering under it like, let's do this.
Just waiting for one of my sons.
Mm-hmm. Can you give him a little Christmas kiss?
Yeah, this is insane. The top comment is, change the locks while he is at his parents and hire a divorce lawyer. Yeah, that's what I'd do. Be like, you just said I'm not your family, so we're done.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. We're done. Also, like, you're 30. You're so young. You can start over and, like, it will be completely fine. This is insane. He's a grown man who threw a tantrum because he had something to do himself. He's so in the wrong. It's one of the comments. Yeah, mm-hmm. He's a grown man. And he didn't, like, check that you weren't packing his suitcase. Like, I get it if you always pack his suitcase and he was thrown off. But, like, he could have asked, before, right when he was, he's right about to leave for his flight. And he's like, well, you don't have my bag ready? No. Get out of here.
Here's my favorite comment. You're the asshole. Staying married to this man when he clearly should be married to your mother-in-law is just an asshole move. Apologize when he gets back, get divorced, and let those two lovebirds get on with their lives.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Precisely. Oh my god, Cammy's here.
Well, that's our Christmas show. That's our advice is get a divorce.
Christmas mailbag. TLDR.
Get a divorce.
Divorce. Get a divorce for Christmas.
As Becca has said in two other episodes, here's a fun fact. Divorce statistics.
Divorce statistics.
Twice. No. Twice that came up.
No. I don't want to give the impression that I'm very callous about marriage and divorce. I just think there's so many people on this website, on this subreddit, who are married to the wrong person. I think it's like a sample bias thing.
Yes, I think so too.
We're sampling from people who will go to Reddit to talk about their marital problems. So we're going to get a bad batch. It's going to be people who don't know how to communicate and therefore shouldn't be married.
I think you're right.
And none of these problems are that complicated. Like, your husband last year, when his mom was a complete B, should have just been like, Ma, that was crazy. You can't do that. Like, that's my wife. And instead,
I love her or
like,
whatever.
Yeah, I Capiche. Love her or whatever, I guess. Not as much as you, Mom. Don't worry. But like, but instead, he tells his wife the next Christmas, he's like, look, last Christmas was really uncomfortable for everybody, so you're not invited. What a little bitch. Get some self-respect. Get out of this marriage. Get yourself
put some respect
divorce.
On your name, okay?
Yeah. Does she have any comments?
I don't think so. Let me double check here. Let's see. The biggest, longest one she has is, someone else says, if I'm understanding things correctly, your spouse was expecting you to pack his bags for a vacation you weren't invited to. As well, he just expected you to pack his stuff for him for some reason. Why is he being so irresponsible and dependent? He's not a child who's going on their very first vacation. He's supposed to be an adult. They say, correct. He said, since I always pack our bags whenever we travel together, then he'd assume I get his bags ready this time as well. So it's a lot of work since
he planned
to stay for long.
He should have double-checked.
Yeah, I would have asked at least, be like, hey, you know, I know this isn't ideal. Are you still able to pack my bags for me or something? His family worries too much about appearance and a perfect holiday. Thus, I got uninvited. Apparently, I looked, quote, out of place and not too classy compared to other guests.
I have to wonder if the poster is like a different race. It's like,
ooh, that's
white.
Interesting. Yeah,
that would add a layer of like, because she keeps kind
just
of
looked
implying,
out of place.
Like, they said that I look out of place and that I'm a different vibe. I gotta wonder.
You gotta wonder.
Because what else would cause the mother-in-law to be so hostile? Of like, here's all the ways you wronged me this Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Here's a list of the things I don't like about you. Some of them are Christmas themed, but not all of them. So keep this handy year round.
I couldn't even see the woman that the mother of my ex-boyfriend being that crazy. She was more like passive aggressive crazy. But I don't know. We never got married. So maybe it would have gotten to this point.
I think there's still time for you to get married.
To rekindle that
and just see, yeah, like you don't know what it could be.
Yeah, No, I think you're absolutely right. That seems like a really healthy, good decision. Given that I'm in the happiest and most fulfilling relationship of my life.
Sure, but it's with David, so how good can it be, really? We are at the dollar store. How good could it be? That's just because, like, who else have you ever brought home? Forehead. And before that, jerk guy. I don't know his name.
My parents have liked all of my people that I've dated. Because I wouldn't date someone who was going to be, like, a dick to my parents. Right? Like, that's just, like, not a character trait that I would find appealing. Like,
it's weird because I specifically look for people who are going to be rude to my parents.
Yeah. I mean, I just, like, I wouldn't date anybody that I wouldn't want, that I don't think my parents would like, I think. Because it's, like, a good character measure, right? My mom loves David because he makes great cocktails, so...
He does. One time he made me a margarita and it was fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Mary loves David's margaritas.
Mm-hmm. Mary Gritas.
Oh, my God. And when she comes over, he makes her like a fresh gin and tonic.
He never does that for me.
Oh, my God.
What the hell's going on here?
I'll tell him to have one ready when you come from
the airport. Yeah, as soon as I walk in the door. Oh, we're not going to be able to go to Stoney's. That's so sad.
We can get takeout from Stoney's.
Oh, that's true. That is true. All right. Well, that's the show. Everybody have a good Christmas or whatever. Have a good holiday. Or whatever. Yeah, I don't care what you celebrate.
Have a good Christmas. I've never,
Holy jolly Christmas.
There was a podcast I was listening to earlier today, and the host was Jewish, and they were like, when you're growing up Jewish, Hanukkah is kind of pushed on you as like, you also get a holiday, but Hanukkah is actually not a big deal. And she was like, I really don't care when people say Merry Christmas because we celebrate the commercialized version of Christmas.
Right. As you should. Is.
So like, but I, I'm not in any position, but I say happy holidays. Or if it's like the day before Christmas, I say Merry Christmas. I'm like, what other holiday?
I don't say anything. When people say like happy holidays or Merry Christmas to me, I go, get fucked. And then I hang up the phone.
God's not real.
Yeah.
Holidays are a myth.
Your parents aren't in heaven or hell. They just cease to exist. Bye.
Oh my God. Her husband is Bones. Bones help no one.
She is widow.
She is widow.
All right,
Christmas
I'm going.
Attacks soon.
I'm going for real. Have a good Christmas on Christmas.
Goodbye. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.